Are you gonna ask if I'm ready? I'm sorry. I'll be serious this time. I promise. I'm sorry. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your ordained couple. Yes, you heard right. Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 8th, 2013.
And this is episode 102.
Boom.
Do I usually say that part?
Yes. You know. Do.
I don't know why. I thought I said the date.
No. I have been saying the date for the past like 70 to 80 shows.
That's not fair.
Do you want to mix it up?
I'm just messing with you.
But see, I'll like get the episode wrong. Be so much pressure.
Yep. So yeah.
Hello.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Valentine Cast with Jay and Renee Valentine, straight out of Louisville, Kentucky. That's right. You heard. Throw your L's up.
Okay. We'll talk about that later, very briefly. It's gonna be the briefest.
I don't know.
About anything.
You know, we can really start a new thing on the show.
No, we're not starting any new thing.
We're going to talk about.
Any new thing. We're not doing that.
So
Valentine's don't do that.
So just to let you all know, to kind of, you know, get everybody ready for the show and everything, so you won't fall out of your seats. I mean, we have a great lineup of what we're going to be talking about today. You know, we're going to be talking about a little bit of sports.
Hey, it's not going to last long. This is the last. No. Maybe next Monday might get a mention.
And then
that's it.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about religion.
So if you don't want to hear the Valentine's talk about religion, you can just stop listening right now.
And we're going to talk about, wait for it, being ministers. What?
I love how you have. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
And then also, the Skype lines are open if you feel so inclined and you're listening live. Feel free to call in. I mean, it's LABOZQEC on Skype. So the phone lines are open. I'll keep an eye out. If I happen to see you, I'll click over. If not, just try again. Depending on where we are in the podcast, so you know what, I think we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into it because Renee is dying. So let's just go ahead and jump right into a bit of what.
I shit you not.
It's starting already.
Let me tell y'all what happened this weekend. I'm gonna tell you what happened. So, we went to visit my sister this weekend in Atlanta, and after everybody was done visiting, we went to IHOP for breakfast before Jay and I were going to roll up out.
Right.
So, we ordered, and the food came, and my family prayed over the food. I didn't pray over the food. My family prayed over the food, and they prayed, right? Then about 5 minutes later, old girl, who's our server?
Juanita. Oh, was that her name?
I don't know what it was. Mary Jo, whatever her name was. She came over to our table and she said, "Have y'all prayed over the food yet?" I thought my neck was going to like snap
Renee, it was like.
I thought my neck was going to break. I looked at her. I was like, no, she did not just say this to me.
And the rest,
you don't check to see if I've prayed over the food. It's like there were so many good comebacks that people thought of after.
Well, when you say people, you're talking
on
about
Twitter.
On Twitter.
I was stunned. I couldn't say anything because I was like, how are you going to check up on me and ask me if I prayed over my food? Because I'm putting it out there, y'all, I am an atheist. period. So, but even if I wasn't an atheist,
yeah,
this crap would have pissed me off just as much. You don't know who I am.
Right.
You don't know who I worship. You don't know anything. So don't tell me
right
that I need freaking pray over my food.
Right.
And someone said, why?
Did you do something to it?
Did you pee in it? But I mean, I thought that kind of stuff just happened to people on the internet.
Right.
You know, when you hear a story on the internet, I didn't think that stuff really happened.
Right.
So you can't assume somebody is any religion or religious at all. You just can't.
Right, right.
And so I was upset, but all right.
So
there are two kinds of upset. She wasn't trying to be mean or vindictive.
Okay.
She really wasn't. She was trying to be kind of funny, I guess.
Yeah, she was trying to be funny because it was more, you know, we're in the South, you know, we're in Atlanta.
Right.
You know, and you know, a stereotype of a lot of black people that are God fearing, you know what I'm saying? You have to, you agree. Yeah,
I know this.
So, and for me, I mean, I'm not an atheist. But I think I don't like labels. You see what I'm saying?
Jay does not like labels or boxes.
I love discussion. I love discussing religion.
Me too.
You know, I love discussing, you know, what Jehovah's Witness believe and what the Mormons believe.
Yeah.
And I love all that. And I think everybody has a right, you know, to feel free to practice whatever they want, but not push it on anyone else or judge anyone else if they're religious or if they're not. And I feel the same way on the other side with mm-hmm. atheists.
Right.
That everybody, I have a simple philosophy. Don't be a dick.
Pretty much.
You know, that,
I mean, because I think you're right. There are some jackhole atheists. I know of a lot.
Right.
So just because you're an atheist doesn't give you free rein to go judging people acting like a dickhead.
Right.
Because that's not good.
Right.
But people on either side have to be respectful.
Right.
And I was not respected that morning.
Right. But we were in the minority, which, you know, honestly, people say stupid crap all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but.
I know. I'm just saying for me, you know, I mean, it's no different. The offense that, okay, let me rewind this a little bit. The offense that I had, I guess the question is, would I have been equally offended if she was a Caucasian server.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I don't even care if she's Caucasian. If it was just another server, even if she was black, if she says, when she comes to my order, say, wait a minute, let me guess, you want chicken and watermelon for dinner.
Right.
So that's no different than her saying, you better pray for your food, right?
Now, if she says the chicken and watermelon to be racist, then it's different. Because she didn't say, all right, I give her this. She wasn't trying to be mean or vindictive.
But
she honestly thought there are people that don't
there are people that aren't racist, right? But there are people that know, some people know the whole chicken and watermelon joke.
Even though we think it is a delicious group of foods.
Right. But let's take Nate. You know, you remember Nate, you know, that was here in town that made our first intro song, right? And him and I were having a conversation. Nate was a cool white guy. He still is, right? And we had a conversation where we talked about the N-word.
Yes.
Okay? And we were kicking it. And this happened with another coworker of mine, Greg DeMaderis, that mm-hmm. I used to work with. I was real close to them, and I was real comfortable. And I used the word, the N-word, with an A, which is, some people say it's a term of endearment.
Yes.
Right? And that was a common term that I used as a child. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. and growing up in my family, that was a term of endearment. And I was so comfortable with Greg and Nate that we were riding and chilling out. And I just accidentally, I did this to Lush also in the raid group.
Yes, because Lush, Lucius black. He just right. He just don't know yet. Just, he thinks he's Italian for some
just
reason.
Just got comfortable, just talking, and I called him the N-word. Yeah, you my you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is how I went. And I was like, oh, holy crap. I just said that. You know, and then I had to make sure that Nate and Greg knew.
That that's, that, that
even
yeah.
though I said that. That don't, for their protection. For your protection. For so you, I don't want you to feel like that. That gives you the card that if you see another black person, you can be like, yeah, my buddy Jay, you know. My buddy Jay called me the N-word, and I'm cool with y'all like that. No, don't.
No.
Don't do that. Because
I barely like when my own people use that word, to tell you the truth. I mean, I totally get it, why people say it, and it's fine.
Right.
Fine. But I agree with you. They don't have leave to just say whatever they want.
Yeah, and Aaron know what I'm talking about. Yes. Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast. Those guys know what I'm talking about. But, and you do, too.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't even say it.
You know what, Renee?
Do you know what?
You didn't say it. You say it more.
I say it when somebody's acting ghetto as hell. Then I say it.
But I noticed, too, you used to not say it at all.
Right.
Until you got around me.
Thank you, Jay. You brought so much out of me. But let me go.
Yeah.
Back to the... Because I need to get...
Okay, go ahead.
I need a rant.
Okay, I didn't mean to take your rant.
No,
go ahead.
I mean, no, it's fine. So, I mean, my family laughed. I was the only one not laughing. And then when...
And I wasn't laughing because I was getting ready to grab Renee's arm so she won't go off. Because I knew you were about to.
I kept saying, how's she going to ask me if I prayed over my food? And after she left, I said to my sister, that was so rude. And I was in my best Tamar. No, she didn't say that. And I did kind of
go. Renee was like, get your life.
Get your... I did say that. I was like, get your life.
She's like, she tried it. Renee was all... I was like, you see what happened? You see what happened when we watched the whole Braxton Family Values and Tamar?
Babe, she did try it. Okay? She tried it. And... I have a thorn in my paw about religion. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I have a thorn in my paw. I don't want anybody to tell me that I can or can't worship whoever and whatever. And so that goes along with making assumptions
right.
about people.
Right.
If I see a freaking Asian, I don't think that they're Buddhist. If I see a Hispanic, I don't think they're Catholic.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't make assumptions about anybody that you don't know. So
what assumptions are okay?
None, really. If you think about it, there are none. There are some that are safer than others, but they're not guaranteed.
What about us? So, you know, I know people made this argument before,
mm-hmm.
you know, saying that, you know, for safety, you know, they may have an assumption that some, you know, they may have a feeling baggy pants.
Right.
And
that's really stupid as well.
Or, okay, let's say we're in California.
Justin Bieber wears baggy pants.
What if we're in California, right? And we're in this, and we're up in this, we're in.
Rodeo Drive?
Yeah. And okay. We see some red bandanas and some blue bandanas or something.
Oh, not on Rodeo.
Not Rodeo Drive, sorry.
But just out in Compton.
Yeah, out in Compton or something. So, would it be safe to assume if I see a bunch of folks wearing red that they're probably Bloods?
Okay. The word, the operative word here is used is probably. Okay.
I'm with
you
Aaron.
You didn't say they are blood and they gonna freaking get this fight with them Crips over there and I'm gonna be out the middle and get shot. You didn't say that.
I'm with Aaron. Aaron in the chat room said run.
Okay. All right. So as humans, we have basic survival skills which
exactly.
include making assumptions.
Right.
So yes.
Right.
But don't go thinking that all of your assumptions are 100% right, because guess what? I tell you right now, None of them are. That man could be a woman. A woman could be a man. A black person could not even be black. They could be Cuban for all you know. Right. So don't go making assumptions. Don't assume I worship anything.
And you know the thing too. I think she's done that joke plenty of times before.
Oh, I'm sure she has, but that doesn't go over well with me.
And it went, you know, if she and she hits 98% of the people, then it's okay.
Well, she should watch out for those 2% that don't.
Exactly.
Because I was offended. And I mean, there were some people on Twitter who were like, I would have ran out screaming and cursing. And I mean, no, she didn't mean to be evil.
Nah,
but
she wasn't being evil.
It offended me anyway.
She was, and plus two.
I had to go black on
She was
day.
A she was an older black lady.
Right.
As well.
She was.
So she was being motherly and everything. You see what I'm saying? So she was kind of playing that role of, you know what I'm saying?
Do you know, I get offended when people ask me to do the prayer at dinner.
You do?
I'm like, don't you know good and well that I'm a freaking atheist and you're going to ask me to pray over dinner?
But
I love you, mom and dad. Well, dad, but I don't want to pray. And so the fact that it irritated me.
You know that hurts your mom's feelings.
Well,
because because in her mind, you know, she thinks that
I'm going to come back.
That she thinks that you're just going through a phase.
Oh, yeah. This is not a phase. If this phase, if a phase lasts about 80 more years, then yes, this is probably going to be a phase.
Right.
All
right.
But anyway, so that was my religious rant. And people can be religious all they want to. They can go to church every day if they want. And I ain't going to say crap. But as long as it doesn't affect me, and that's how people in this country need to live. People need to mind their own damn business. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the tenet. Okay. And everybody just need to mind their business. Woo. I haven't ran like this in forever.
All right.
But
the weekend wrap up.
But we have somebody to absolve me of any sins I may have done in this past, 15-minute rant.
All right, so I want so the chat room is here and these guys will if you follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, you may have saw a picture of a little package that I got. So basically, this past week, I got ordained. I'm an ordained minister of the Universal Life Church.
And ask me how many times I rolled my eyes while he was getting this set up.
Renee rolled her eyes a lot. So
at least 15 or 20 times.
See, I got
at least.
You know, I have a ministerial consultant. I have a minister of press pass.
Mm-hmm.
I have a minister of parking pass. So when I go to the hospital, I get a better parking space than my sister-in-law, Deidre, who's a doctor. So I get the...
Really? It's better than a doctor?
Yeah, it's better than a doctor.
That's kind of crazy.
I get a...
That's kind of messed up, actually.
I get a little, clergy tag representing the Universal Life Church. And
okay, all right. I want you to go through this process because...
Well, And also got a bumper sticker too, and the
I
bumper
like
sticker kind of represents how I feel about religion. You know that bumper sticker that says coexist.
Yes,
I love that bumper sticker.
I like that too.
And this is
I love that bumper sticker.
I have a weird thing.
Preach, pastor.
I have this weird thing about with religion. I really feel like that God isn't that everyone is. I feel like everyone's worshiping the same God. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying those that take it to the extreme that harm other people in the name of religion. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about those people. I'm thinking about, the good, faithful people of Islam. I'm thinking about the Catholics and all the other religions and mm-hmm. Buddhists and all that. I think it's all the same. I think everybody has a piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that it's all right.
Now,
and I think,
do you think there needs to be different pieces of the puzzle? If everybody in the world was Christian, would that be a problem?
I don't want everybody in the world to be like me. Well, I'm not saying I'm Christian. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think it brings variety to life. I mean, just think how boring life would be. I think life would be pretty boring.
It would be easy, though, because if everybody looked like each other and talked like each other and did the same things, then there wouldn't be any more fights.
Right.
Because everybody doing the same darn thing. But it would be very boring.
Right.
I do agree.
And so, okay, going back to this whole minister thing, Hando does bring up a point that in the chat room says, you know, it's taking into account how different a minister is from a priest. Now, this whole minister thing, this gives me the legal right to marry someone. I can also do funerals and absolve sins. But
I like
not,
how you throw your eyes with those.
Because I don't want to do that.
Right.
I got this so that if someone wants to get married and they don't have the means to, they don't want to just, they want to be able to find someone to marry them. And I'm not going to charge anything. I'm not, I am not a priest or, a reverend, even though I joke about it and stuff like that.
Right.
I have the legal right to marry someone in the state of Kentucky. Mm. And then depends, I can just do that. And if someone wants to be married, then I'll be glad to do that.
Right.
And that's the sole purpose of me having, this is not me trying to spin off and make my own religion or anything like that. And it was something that I kind of always wanted to do, you know, because it's kind of like I've always wanted to be a radio broadcaster, and so I have a podcast.
Right.
And it took me all of, you know, 2 minutes to get this done. So I just went out to the website, and other people have done this, and, you know, I filled out my email address and clicked get ordained, you know, and as long, and there are two tenets that they believe at the Universal Life Church, right, is do that which is right, you know, which is something that I also believe in, that, you know, just do what's right. I'll take it back to what I said at the beginning, you know, don't be a dick,
right,
you know, and that's it. I mean, that's all that is.
And I told Jay at the time that I wasn't gonna do it.
Right.
Then about, a week later?
I don't know.
He was like, we really need to get you to do it.
I didn't do that.
Or you said something like that.
I was like, babe, it'd be funny. I didn't say it'd be funny. I was like, babe, you should do it.
And then I was like, I already did it. Because I did it mainly just so that I could say I already did it when he asked me if I could do it. That was pretty much the main reason why I did it.
Right.
But my question is, so all that you have to do to become an ordained minister is click a link and put in your name, address, and email address. And that is it. It takes 2 seconds. So my thing is like, why do you even need to go through all that stuff? Why can't you just call yourself one anyway?
Well, because legal. It all comes down to legal.
Legal,
you know,
stupid.
You know what I'm saying? So their
title.
So their ongoing mission is the Universal Life Church Monastery strongly believes in the rights of all people from all faiths.
Guess I'm like, why do you have to have someone to marry you? Why can't people just get married and just somebody sign it? Like anybody.
I don't know.
It's just, it doesn't mean anything when anybody can do it immediately and a trained monkey could become a minister.
Right.
Except it's probably, you probably need to be human.
So they said they have the same legal standing as any worldwide religious institution. Upon request, they issue ordination certificates and notarized letters of good standing, which is that. See, and that's all. Right. You see what I'm saying?
I know. And I know the thing, but you know me and my personality.
I know.
How I'm all, you know, concrete. Right. But if anybody wants the Valentines to marry them, we can make it a joint effort. And the Valentines can marry you all. So.
Right. And in all seriousness, though, I mean, don't take it all as a joke. And don't think I'm trying to be serious.
I'm not taking it
No,
as
no,
a
no.
Joke.
I'm talking to everybody else. I don't take it as a joke. I do take it serious. But, you know, even though I do joke about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, because it's funny.
Because I was amazed at how quick it went. you know.
Now, I had known people who had done it, so I knew how easy it was. Right. So I was just like, yep, you don't, all, like, you just need to have a pulse, and then you can be a minister.
Well, I mean, you still have to, okay, so I think I can misrepresent them, and they could take it away. I could go out of good standing.
Well, that's okay. All you got to do is just fill out again and press it, and you'll be a minister again.
Well, I think the their database will...
Yeah, it'll probably kick you out.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And it has to be in my legal name, you know.
Yeah, it can't be JJ.
Ordained. Okay.
So, yeah, so we're ordained.
Yep. So
we will marry you,
I actually,
you all.
Fixed
for free.
Yeah, I fixed the title.
If you all want to... us to marry you all, you don't have to pay us, but food would be nice.
Yeah,
but you don't have to do food, but food would be very nice.
So that's almost, you know, say all about the whole ordained thing and stuff. And I know, you know, some of my family think I'm being silly with it.
Really?
I hope not. It's my hope that they won't. But you know, I mean, it's just something that, you know, I want to do. I mean, why not? You know, you know, like I said, I laughed the whole time that I was doing it because I didn't realize it was that easy.
Right.
And, you know, and we talked about it at work a little bit. I can't, you know, and I know this. I can't go out and I don't want the responsibility of being someone's spiritual advisor.
Yeah, even though he can start a church if he wanted to.
Right, yeah.
But he doesn't want to do things.
Because, I mean, that just goes... against what I said, that how I feel that
though our church will be the easiest church to be a member of.
Yeah, DBAD is
D-bad is D-bad. Our, and that's all we have. Don't be a dick. It's the only tenet of our relationship. Our
relationship.
Yes, that too.
Right,
but of our church.
Yep. So if I have to get a title, if someone says you have to have a title,
right,
because I was a healer and raids for World of Warcraft.
Yes.
And that was the spec that I played. I would take the title healer, if that's okay.
Healer cowboy. Healer Valentine. This is Jay.
All right. So the Louisville Cardinals.
Brief.
Are.
Super brief.
In both finals.
Good job, guys and girls.
NCAA for the guys and girls basketball.
Games tonight.
The guys play tonight. I think it's at 9:39 or 9:37 tonight. And I hope that the Cards win. I need them to win just because they beat Duke. And I think it'll be cool if the ladies will win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I think this city will erupt.
Well, they've already burned couches and shot people in the West End. And that
was just okay.
Freaking
I'm going to talk
finals.
To y'all people on the West End.
Listen up, y'all.
Why y'all fighting and we won?
I know. Everybody fighting and shooting and cutting people and we freaking won the game. People are crazy. Burning couches.
And that Aaron has a point. People in the West End get shot every day.
Yes. So. Aaron. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
valid
okay,
point.
Aaron.
Okay.
Burning couches.
Okay. Well, come burning on. Burning couches. Couches.
Come
on.
Now
the burning couch thing, I thought we was going to leave that down in Lexington, down at University of Kentucky.
Apparently not. And if we just now burning couches, what the heck are we going to burn if we win?
Oh, man. You know, I already saw a car fire, so I don't need to go on the West End to see if I
can. I'm sure you'll see another one tonight if there's freaking. So that was it. Go Cards. Passports.
So I'm hoping that works out. The Cards barely pulled it out with Wichita State. And watching Wichita State kind of, you know, helped us out a little bit. And the thing that I absolutely love about learning about Wichita State was the fact that that they were called the Shockers. And it reminded me of 19 of living in Nebraska and learning about the Cornhuskers. You know what I'm saying? So learning about the Cornhuskers and what they stood for and understanding what their mascot was, because I didn't understand what their mascot was, learning about the Shockers, that they were the wheat Shockers, because apparently with wheat, they would shock the wheat.
See, I don't like the mascot Shocker.
Uh-huh.
Shocker has a sexual connotation to it, believe it or not. Go on Urban Dictionary, look it up. So every time I hear it, I think of that, and it's not something I really want to think about. So.
Right. Right.
Kids, go ask your parents.
So, really? Really? So I know our viewing audience may have saw a little disconnect. I want to apologize for that. We had a little hiccup on the network.
Oh, I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah. So, yeah, they lost us for a minute, but we kept recording, and we're still going. So, yeah. And then what do we have next?
Okay, I said family frustrations because my family really got in your head this past.
Well, no, they didn't. In all honesty, in all fairness, there was some added tension there as well.
Okay.
With trying to juggle swinging by and seeing my kids.
Right.
You know, because when I was going down, I thought I wasn't going to be able to see them. And then while we got to Chattanooga, which was like 2 hours away from Atlanta, I get a call saying, hey, we'll actually have time for you to see the kids before they leave. And so I was trying to work it out so that I can see them and do the other stuff we had planned with your family, but there wasn't a full plan. And I think looking back now, I can see where I probably, when I finally got on the phone and explained the situation, that's what I should have done from the very beginning.
That's okay. Yeah, that's what my family's a very hokey pokey, go and do what you want when you feel like doing it type.
Right,
thing.
And most of the time I'm cool with that. Because I try, like you said, I need to get used to that, and I do
because that ain't changing.
Because it's not going to change.
No, it's
not. And I love my in-laws.
Yeah.
To death. And
they're very,
very
sweet people.
You know, and they're really caring, and I love them a lot, and they're very understanding, and I could tell and know that they return the same to their son-in-law.
I'm so glad that you like your in-laws.
Yeah. I wish I could say that.
I like your in-laws.
About?
I like my in-laws.
The first time around.
Yeah, well.
Ratchet ass.
That's why life gives us second chances.
I know that's right. Good. Didn't get me started. Let's go ahead and just jump into a little bit of tech.
Technology.
Man, we're going to end up just ranting on this show.
Man, like, it's going to be like, I should just switch this title to ranting. Because we're just going
off. Ordained. You're proud of that.
Huh?
You're proud that you're ordained.
Everybody's like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. What do you mean ordained? this weekend, dropped by a Sirius XM radio.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you how it went down. I'm sitting in I'm upstairs in the bedroom getting ready at my sister's house.
I was up
this
there too.
This past weekend. Jay was up there too. And the doorbell rings, my sister's dog barks, and I hear, hey, Jay, it's the FedEx for you. And I was like, what the heck is FedEx giving him while we are down in Atlanta? So I went down there. He's freaking opening a box from Amazon. It was a Sirius XM. I gave him like a look like, what the heck are you doing? And he did it just to mess with me, and he admitted it.
I did.
Because random packages show up at our house all of a sudden. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
So I said, okay, this order's going to show up, right? And we're going to be in Atlanta. What better way to mess with Renee than to have it sent down to Deidre's?
Do you see what he does to me? You see what I have to do?
What better way?
But so, the Sirius XM, I thought it was like $200 because apparently I have no idea what things cost anymore.
Yeah, Renee thought it was like $200. I was like, no.
It was only like $49?
Yeah, it was
dollars,
like 46.
So almost $50.
Right. So like I told Renee, if most of the time, if I buy anything that's over 75 $1,000, mm-hmm. even though if it's my own money, I come to you and I say, babe, I'm thinking about getting XYZ. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay. And I'm like, it costs, you know, $75+.
And then my face does what?
And your face goes, so you get all squished up and you look like $75+ or whatever.
I'm so cheap.
And you say, now Jay, do you really need that?
Yes.
And then exactly. What do I always say?
I don't know. You said no, right?
I said no. I don't need to do nothing but die.
Oh yeah.
I don't need to do nothing but be black and die. That's all I say.
This is true.
And I was like,
I'd be like, this is the truth.
And I was like, we don't need internet. We don't need TV.
Yeah, he starts taking it to the extreme at this point. And I'm like,
but I'm being honest. I'm like, but I want it. You know?
Okay, that's fine.
And then it's my job
to talk you out of stupid
right.
decision.
Right. And I do that because I want to make sure that if it's something that I can wait on, or if there's something coming up, or if it's just something, I really, you don't tell me what to do with my money. I don't tell you to do with your money.
You do not.
And we have our individual accounts, and then we have our joint account.
Which is the best way to do it. I'm taking a stand. Best way.
You know, and a lot of people think that if you have accounts like that something's wrong. But I feel like that's smart. You know, we feel like that's smart for us to do. It kind of works out.
And plus, I can surprise him.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That is true. It is nice to have my money so that I can surprise you. Like, I can buy you BioShock Infinite. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I should rethink this whole separate kind of account thing.
Right, right. And it just makes things easier. I mean, we both been in previous relationships where we had a single account, you know, and when the breakup or whatever happened, it was just one more thing that had to be worked out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And trying to figure it out. And in a situation like that, it's kind of hard to break out of that and not feel like maybe you.
Right.
You know.
So the whole thing was about the Sirius XM. So in my thing, okay, we don't listen to a ton of radio outside of the car.
Right.
So the Sirius, yeah. So, and we're in the car every day about hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half.
So I guess it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
And it's, you know, we're trying it out. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And if our car was equipped with it prior, you know, you know, we would subscribe to it.
Right. And I have to say, I have heard songs that I have not heard since I was a teenager on Sirius.
I know.
So it helps to bring out a lot of nostalgia
and
for me.
It does. And you know, people are like, well, you have Pandora, you have Spotify, you have Songza, you know.
It's not as good as Sirius.
But the thing is that you don't get the assortment of songs that we get with Sirius. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, we heard a Tevin Campbell song.
Tevin Campbell, I Just Want to Be Alone.
We haven't heard that in ages.
I mean, at least 15 years.
I mean, and it wouldn't be.
At least.
And you would have to be talking to a lot. You have to be like, I don't even know how that would come up, that to think about Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that stuff doesn't, it's not like I go to Pandora, it's like, I want to listen to Tevin Campbell. Because, you know, that was so long ago and everything else. So Sirius, I mean, it's nice being able to go back and listen to, you know, like, we didn't realize, remember Shaggy being so big.
Yes. Right. Mr. Boombastic dude.
Mr. Boombastic.
Because apparently he had two songs on the top 20.
In 2000, it was.
Yeah.
It Wasn't Me. It was that one.
And
it wasn't Boombastic.
Oh, it was Angel.
Angel. And that was number one? Yeah, that was number one behind.
And I mean, behind, I love Shaggy, but I didn't think he was like.
And then like his other one was like number seven. Yeah. It was a trip.
Apparently, Shaggy was more popular. But I just want to say, Punk Gover said that he got a lifetime account for Sirius years ago.
You know what?
Is that option? Have you seen that?
That was when, now, from what I understand, from what I read, that was like a last-ditch effort for them to say, hey, we're not dying. We're still alive. And I think, I don't know if it was like between $300 and $700 or something like that. And you get a lifetime membership and you have it for life.
You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about
it. So they don't have that option anymore.
They don't have that option anymore.
Oh.
But I did learn a trick. Apparently, if you wait the day before and you cancel, you can get 6 months for $25 or 5 months for $25. And it's a pretty good deal. So, I'm going to try to play that game with them here in May to see if I can make that happen. Yep. But, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I mean, my favorite stations right now is Backspin, which is the old school hip-hop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing a little bit Too Short. I wasn't even expecting that. And then we love our 90s. 90s on 9, 80s on 8, and the 2000s.
Heart and Soul. And the Pop 2K or
yeah, Pop
2000 2K. Or something like that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, so Aaron's telling me to check out Fox. So I'm going to find that one and check that one out. I mean, because in a way, I kind of feel like at least I can kind of keep up on what songs are being
That's
playing.
True.
Because
if
sometimes
you listen to the current songs, then
because sometimes the radio stations here in Louisville
ratchet
aren't that, you know, all it's like when I turn it on, it's always Lil Wayne. Or it's Rick Ross. Or
even though Rick Ross's beard is freaking fluffy.
Fluffy.
It looks so fluffy. It's I just so wanted fluffy. To like rub my hand in it. It's so fluffy.
And I know Aaron's about to pop a gasket right now by us talking about Rick Ross. Because you know he's
but he got the fluffy beard.
He's done with Rick.
Fluffy.
He done with Rick.
So
all right, so with that we're gonna jump right into a little bit of media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV,
and
Hando.
Hando, that's your cue.
Hando, that's your cue.
You know, we failed. I'll admit, I didn't even think about. Well, I didn't think about it until today. Honestly,
I thought about it, but I was like, you know what? We've been gone all weekends, so
we didn't get to watch.
We didn't get to watch our movie,
which was
because apparently we had two.
Well, no, we were going to watch one, and I was going to try to. We was going to try to watch both.
We didn't even watch one.
So we didn't watch Isn't She Great with Bette Midler, which, you know, I'm kind
of. It's still at the top of the list, along with The Lincoln Lawyer. Or, I think, oh, no, it's not.
Well, no, they're still mixed in and everything. So
that's crazy.
Hando, if you could go ahead and do a slash roll, 116, cool. What's the
33,
number?
33, which means it's probably going to be a show.
So no, 33 is the pianist.
The pianist. I'm such a 13-year-old little boy.
The penis.
33, the penist.
Yep. I mean, 1, 2, 3. Yep, that's 30.
No, re-roll.
Yep.
We don't do re-rolls.
The pianist.
The pianist.
Yep. So we'll be watching The Pianist. That's a long
Is it the one with Jamie Foxx?
No, this is the Academy Award winner about the famed Polish pianist. Pianist. I'm not even going to try to say. Sure. Well, Ladislaw Spilsman struggles to survive the onslaught of Nazi tyranny during World War II in this drama based on his memoirs. This is the one where he's playing on the piano and the wall blows up.
I didn't see that part, but I remember the story, but he would play the piano for the soldiers, for the German soldiers and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, this was an Academy Award winner for 3 Academies. Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Screenplay. Actor was Adrian Brody. Best Director was Roman Polanski.
I've heard of him.
And the screenplay was done by Ronald Hardwood II. I think that's the second.
Yep.
No, sorry. Just Ronald Hardwood.
Hardwood.
Roman Polanski also I don't know where you heard him from, because he did. Oh, wait a minute. I'm basing off of what's on Netflix. Sorry. I was getting ready to say he's only done 4 movies.
That's funny. So, yeah, I know him from whatever, something famous he's done.
Right, right.
Show premiered, again, season premiere. Mm-hmm. And this was the premiere I am most excited about. And I knew because I kept talking about it and I kept telling Jay about it. Mad Men premiered yesterday. Yep. And apparently someone in Hollywood heard that I love Mad Men because it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And I got to check it up on everybody I like, even Fat Betty. And it was great.
Fat Betty.
It's so freaking good. I love Mad Men. The advertisement, the clothes. It's like,
right.
Love Mad Men.
Right.
And plus, I like reading Tom and Renzo that do their little
synopsis.
They do their synopsis and they do their style one, which is awesome.
Right.
So, yeah. So Mad Men came on. You enjoy it, or are you kind of like just mad?
I enjoyed it. And you never told everyone how you are yet. You got responded to by one of the actors from Mad Men this past week.
So, me being a stalker, the secretary from Mad Men, Dawn Chambers, she was at her character is Dawn Chambers. I think it's Iona. I don't remember her name. Mm-hmm. I'm horrible with names. But she was at an award show, and she was stunning in this dress, and she had her hair done so different. It was awesome. And everybody was giving her snaps. It was great.
Right.
So I told her that she looked great and that I was excited. And then she tweeted me back and said, thank you. And the season premiere is on the 7th. I was like, girl, awesome.
Her name is Tiana Paris.
Tiana Paris.
And
is her name.
Yeah. And
she's beautiful.
She is. And I thought it was pretty cool that she replied back to you. And, I put a link out there for the folks in the chat room. And I thought it was pretty cool. She, she went to high school in Columbia, South Carolina.
I did not know.
Yep.
Look at her.
And so, yeah.
Maybe I saw her one day.
Yep.
When I was young.
What? Oh.
Because my cousin lives in Columbia.
Yeah, yeah,
And so, moving on to video games, we beat a video game.
Yep, we beat Gears of War Judgment.
But I'm not sure how proud we should be of this.
You know, for the most part, it was a rather short game. It was very much a man's game.
Oh, my gosh.
And the ending was so tropey.
It was, yeah.
So we finished it with Rob and Jason. We did pretty well. So my hope was to be able to take the games back quickly so that we could trade in the games for season passes for Borderlands. Since right. We bought Borderlands 2 for the Xbox, and we already had it for PC, we didn't have the season passes. The thing is that, get this, at GameStop. I know everybody's like, oh, why'd you go to GameStop? Well, you know what? Don't judge me. If you take 2 games in the GameStop that are the same game, they will ask you, why do you have 2 games? And this tripped me out. At first, I thought he was just asking to be friendly, like trying to make conversation and say, oh, you guys are a gaming couple because Renee was with me. But he was like, no, we have to ask, why do we take 2 games? Because you could have stole it. And so... Talk about assumptions, doggone it.
Yeah. Well, they have to ask.
They have to ask.
I mean, but who's really going to say, yeah, I stole one of these.
With somebody, some ratchet person. Not even thinking.
But like that one girl who was sitting in line, she was telling everybody.
Felicia would say that she stole it.
That's true.
From Friday.
But this is true. There's this one girl's line that was telling everybody that her boyfriend illegally downloads crap. and right. music. I was like, you don't go
spouting
off with the mouth.
Yeah,
of
she was just talking was about funny. How she steals music. And I was like, why are you just telling everybody that just out in the open?
Like she was talking to the actual dude at GameStop.
She was like, I'm pretty sure he already has his game downloaded, Bioshock Infinite. And she was picking up Bioshock Infinite pre-order.
Right.
So like, I'm pretty sure he already has it loaded, but we just need to go ahead and buy it. I was like, what? You know? So we end up trading those in and getting our passes.
We did.
Which we're glad about. And we're almost done with the first round through Borderlands 2 because Jason and Rob from the other podcast I do kind of been running us through to kind of get us leveled up to catch up with them.
Yeah, we're almost there. It's funny how fast the story goes when you don't do the side quest.
I know.
We are ripping it. It's funny.
And then we've been playing a little bit of Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, I played a big chunk of it. And Stripper told me I have a lot of ways to go still.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's fun. There's one thing I hate. You only have two guns
right.
to choose from. And if you want another one, you got to drop one. That bugs the crap out of me. Because I'm used to having four in the original Bioshock, and you don't give me two?
You're right.
At least give me some vigor that allows me to get four
right.
or something. But the story is great. I love it. It's, it has Belle from Beauty and the Beast. But no, the story's great. They weave a wonderful world, and the art is gorgeous.
I absolutely love the music.
The music's great.
The story is crazy. It's like take everything we talked about the first half and just turn it up a few notches and make it just all kinds of wrong, and it's just crazy. It's like I'm just trying to figure out what's the next thing they're going to do that's not right.
Aaron said that the music is modern music they used.
Yeah, like remember when you're on the beach, if you listen to it, they were playing "Girls Just Want to Have Fun."
Yes, and I listened to it. I was like, "They're playing "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." All right, Bioshock Infinite. I need to play. I don't know when.
Right.
We'll see.
So yep. So if you haven't picked up Bioshock Infinite, there's a lot of hype around it. It's worth the hype, and it's a great story.
Yep,
so.
It is my number two game of the year.
Okay. And so you read a book.
I did. I read a book.
On the way down to Atlanta.
Yeah, I read. I started a book called Stolen Innocence, and I finished it the same day.
Yep, she finished it the same day.
Yeah, and my family makes me feel like I'm a freak because I read a book in a day. But anyway, it is Stolen Innocence is by Alyssa Wahl. She was a member of the FLDS, the Fundamental Latter-day Saints, which is a split off from the Latter-day Saints, which is the Mormons, basically. Right. And she actually was forced to marry her 19-year-old cousin when she was only 14 years old. And shows, this is the one that was led by Warren Jeffs. So he's pretty famous. I'm sure some of y'all have heard of him. Right. So I learned a lot of things about that group that I didn't know before.
Right.
And, the good things about it and the bad things about it. And, it was just a really good book. And she made it so that it's easy to read. And so if you want to know more, about that kind of lifestyle, like the plural marriages, more than one wife kind of thing. Check that out. It's by Stolen Innocence by Alyssa Wahl.
Okay. And then after she finished that, you decided to let your sister borrow a book, and then you took one of hers, and you started reading Eat, Pray, Love.
Eat, Pray, Love. Right.
Right.
And the only thing I knew about it was that it starred Julia Roberts, and it had something to do with food. So I started reading it. Okay. And look, okay. Yes. It's a religious type book, which I have no problem with, but my problem is more of so in the book, she talks to herself a lot to work through a lot of things, which a lot of people do.
Right.
But she made it seem like her mind was thinking in a linear fashion and talking back and forth like a conversation.
Like Tamar does?
Yeah. But every...
Did she try it? Oh, she tried it.
Yeah, something like that. But everybody knows your mind does not go in a linear fashion when you're thinking.
Tamar does.
Anyway, so and so I call BS on that already. It was just, and that's a big part of her thing, talking back and forth. I'm like, your mind does not just say, wait for you to decide what you want to do, and then your mind answers you, because she had her mind answering her. And I was like,
now, are you sure? Man. I mean, you're not a psychologist.
Nope. But
it could be a mental illness.
It's true. You know what I'm suppose saying? She could need some mental
Gollum
help.
Gollum does it.
Gollum does do it, but you know.
So it could be a little bit of schizophrenia, a little bit.
Maybe she has schizophrenia.
I spoiled the book for you.
Maybe. If she has schizophrenia, she needs to get treatment. She don't need to be doing what she's doing.
Yeah, maybe I spoiled the book for you. Maybe she.
I'm about a quarter, like a little more than a quarter through that. So right. I'll finish that up and let you know if I have more BS's to call on that one.
Well, I just want to know about the food that's going to be in the book.
Because I don't know.
You know why?
She's in Italy eating a whole bunch of crap.
Well, speaking of eating.
The fridge is not prepared.
That means that we are going into the food section. So this is week 40 of weight loss. I am down 0.8 pounds.
Yeah.
For a total of 92.6. And Renee, she maintained.
I maintained pretty much.
Well, actually, you were a little sick. So
I was sick. I was really sick.
And you lost some weight.
I lost some weight, but I have to gain it back.
Right.
I got to do it.
But total of the week is 0.8 for a grand total of 178.2. We don't have the frog pants
today. Because Renee was busy at work.
Yep, getting back to work. And then today, we talked about a new restaurant that opened up. I'm not sure if we talked about it.
Probably
on the show.
Not.
But it was this restaurant up on 22. Name of it is Casa Fiesta, which is house party.
Yeah, which I thought was really stupid, but I was like, all right.
But they have been opening this place up for the last 3 months, and it's like in this spot on 22 that when a restaurant goes there, they're not going to last long.
Yeah.
So today we decided, you know what? We probably should go up there because they may not be here in a month. So we went up. I got some burrito soprano or something like that. It was just a steak burrito. It was actually two of them.
Yeah.
And they were pretty big.
They're huge.
And I only ate one because I just couldn't. I seriously could only eat one.
And he took it away.
I threw away half of my meal. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And I normally would have.
I had the fajita tacos, which I normally get when I go out.
Renee loves
fajitas. I do.
Because she loves the bell peppers.
I do.
And the onions.
Uh-huh.
And the steak.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so
like
good.
I like that. But they
what
came out.
What was wrong for these?
First thing.
Hey, but let me ask. Did you have your grilled onions?
Yes.
Did you have your steak?
Yes.
What happened?
I had a couple peppers. Green peppers. A
couple.
But first, let me say, when they came out, they had a big, thick, huge slice of tomato right on top and about three quarters of a bucket of sour cream and guacamole.
They did.
I like sour cream and guacamole, but it was crazy.
Right.
But they had thick slices like you would put on a burger. Yeah. I was like, what is this? Go away.
No, that
I don't
was
even
a,
like tomatoes.
That was thicker than the slice you put on the burger.
It was. I was like get this slices. Off of my food. So, and then I was starting to eat because I couldn't eat it with my hands because this thing was too big to hold. That's what she said. And then I looked in. I was like, I think this is a red pepper. But then I'm like, hold up. This isn't a red pepper. They put freaking tomatoes and grilled tomatoes in my freaking fajita tacos.
Right.
Who puts tomatoes on fajita tacos?
Apparently Casa Fiesta does.
I had a problem with that. But I can only eat one of them because once again, they put a gallon of everything. So I had to leave one.
Right.
And the rice was okay. The rice wasn't that great, to tell you the truth.
Right.
So it's kind of like any of the other Mexican restaurants.
Yeah,
probably.
And I'll
it's
tell
not
you,
that different.
I'll tell you, Chuy's has me spoiled with their chips.
This is true.
Because all it's like all the Mexican restaurants here have the standard hard, you know, cut your gum tortilla chips.
Yes.
But Chuy's, they make their chips
light as air,
fresh, and they're light as air, and it's oh so good and oh so divine.
They're like the chip version of cotton candy.
It's like I wanted nachos at the place, but I didn't want the chips. So I was like, you know what?
You
give me the burritos.
You
ain't
nacho without a chip.
You know, can I bring some Chuy's chips in or something like that?
So, yeah, I'll use those.
But let's go ahead and jump right into a little bit of try this. We got another treat here from the Down Under.
Lita. We're still eating on Lita's treats.
Right. And big shout out to Punk Gopher, because Punk Gopher said he's going to send us some popcorn. Woo. We're excited about that. So,
we love popcorn.
Again, apologize for the delay in emailing you back. Thanks
yeah,
for...
Yeah, it's my fault. There you go.
It's both of us.
So Jay's going to try it, and I'm going to talk, because...
So this is a chocolate on chocolate.
I mean, I don't know how that could be bad. I mean, it's chocolate on freaking chocolate. But it's good. Is it... Now, we had vanilla last week.
The chocolate one is way better.
Is it? Let me take a bite. Hold on.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting a little carried away there.
It's hollow in the middle.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of... You remember the cheap cookies you would get at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the chocolate with the chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
And
it's a different kind of taste, though.
It is. It's really good.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Lita.
Thank you, Lita. And,
you're awesome.
With that, let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of feisty.
Odds and ends.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite peoples is having a birthday.
So, our good friend, dear friend, Mr. L. Jepson, Jeppy.
I love you, Jeppy.
Has a birthday coming up this weekend.
And you're awesome.
What day is that birthday, babe?
His birthday is Friday. So, that's another reason to celebrate it in the week. Not only is it Friday, but it will be Jeppy's birthday. And, for those of you all who know him, you all know how awesome a person he is, and how giving and how funny he is. So he's been under the weather for a while, so I just wish him well.
Yep. But for real, man. For real. And I was just kind of perusing real quick, and actually we got an email in 55 minutes ago from someone.
Do it.
And Mr. Hando emailed us. And he sent us a little something, so... Here we go. Let's see what we got here.
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
This is awesome.
Aww. That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean,
you people? See, that's awesome. Sorry, babe. Yours was replaced. Boom. Thanks, Hando.
So big shout out to Hando for the weekend wrap up. And you know what? That's the kind of feeling that I wanted there.
I know. How am I going to keep from saying, what do you mean, you people, every week when you play that, though?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
That was great, man.
That was wonderful.
Absolutely loved it. Thank you so much. Thanks. And we talked about this a little bit after the show as well. A lot of people didn't hear this. If folks want to send bumpers, if you want to send in voicemail, you want to leave a voicemail, you want to send in something, do it. I mean, we'll play it. We'll have no qualms about it. Just don't be doing anything crazy, which you saw how we talked today and stuff like that. And that was pretty good. Just like Hando did there. And Mr. Feisty himself.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. And I mean, even if it's long, I mean, it may get played once if it's long.
But it'll get played.
But it'll get played. You know, I mean, absolutely love it. I got to listen to that one more time.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Boom!
All right. Because, you know, at the beginning of the show, I try to do this whole pick of the week. So, Renee, what is the pick of the week?
Pick of the week. I just found it. My good friend, Kishelle. Congrats on the pregnancy. She retweeted a Tumblr blog called Reasons My Son Is Crying. Now, this is freaking awesome. This dude, every time his son cries, or I'm thinking this is how it goes, every time his son cries, he takes a picture and he posts it and he says why he's crying.
Right.
And if you go through the reasons, I can just conclude that kids are insane.
Right.
Because, okay, he's crying because his dad wouldn't let him drink bath water.
Right.
Because his boots don't fit.
Right.
Because he put butter, because he asked to put butter on his rice and his dad did, and then he cried because his dad put butter on his rice.
Right.
It's like, kids are crazy.
He cried because he closed the refrigerator door. The car seat. Always the car seat.
The milk isn't juice. So, yeah. So, the kid seems to cry often because it's...
Because they want to do what they want to do.
Started 6 days ago. They're like 31 entries.
You know what? I have to commend this father for doing this.
Why?
Because this is probably him, for him to be sane a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Is this an exaggeration on kids crying, or do they really cry this much?
No, this is not an exaggeration. I mean, it is. They do cry with stuff like this. You know?
Yeah, it's like a brief cry. I kind of know the little brief cry. Like, it may last 5 minutes and be done. It's not like constantly crying.
I mean, like, I've had my kids cry because we wouldn't let them pour the water on the table. They want to pour the water on the table. Like,
so they cry.
They cry because they want to do what they want to do.
This one, it took me longer than 0 seconds to take his shirt off.
Right.
So that was really funny. Check that out.
Yep.
It's called reasonsmysonisscrying.tumblr.com.
Yep. And man, with that,
we're done.
I think we have a show.
What?
You know, we spent a good 30 to 40 minutes ranting.
As it should be. When I have a rant, I need time. Okay. You can't rush a rant, Jay.
I'm seriously thinking about changing the title to ranting.
Oh, well, then change it.
Because
if you feel that strongly about it, change it.
I mean, I'm going to ask our illustrious chat room. Thank you all for being here. But I'm going to ask you all.
We didn't say who's in the chat room, did we?
Yep, we have Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast, Hando, Punk Gopher. We have Jeff,
Ever Studious
showed up. I thought, for some odd reason, I thought we saw, oh, that was Jeff. I was thinking about the other Jeff.
no, Bronco didn't make it because he hates us.
So, you know what? I think it's going to be a chat room. What you guys think? Should we just go ahead and just switch this up from ordained and just switch it up to ranting? Because I don't think we ranted that much in a long time.
Yeah.
I think that's what we'll do. So I'm going to go right here and XSplit. I am going to change this title to ranting, and I am going to change it in the notes. Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? I really, really, really enjoyed this outro song, by the way.
I do, too. So maybe we should call it the Ranting Ministers.
You can do that. The Ranting Ordained.
Ordained
but,
Ranting.
If you want to get all up in my grill about something I said today, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can see our blog, including show notes, at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to see us on Facebook, the Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can also call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-BCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed, The Cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Thank you, Pretty Lights Music, for letting us use your music for our intro and outro. What you listen to now is If I Gave You My Love.
Simple as that. Old song, If I Gave You My Love. Freaking awesome.
And just a special shout out to all the folks on our Facebook. We had a couple comments here. Kimberly said go card.
Kim always says go card.
She says go card. And you know what? And last week when we had, not last week, but the week before when we had our 100th episode, mm-hmm. where we thanked everybody. And we had folks to say thank you to us, aww. You know, for sharing our lives with them. So that's something great. We love you all. But have a great week. Go rant about something. And, you know, let us know what you want to rant about. What are yeah. your thoughts? You know?
Yeah. If you want to, if somebody tells you to pray, let us know. Because I cannot be the only one.
All right. Well, the cards will be playing in 50 minutes. All right. You all have a great week. Thank you, chat room, for being here with us. Appreciate it. Love you guys. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean, you people?